Blog Talk Radio.
PLL baby. PLL baby.
These various rappers are so hilarious. We'll put the mic down, but y'all ain't qualified to carry this. Your tracks are garbage, your bars are miscellaneous. So throwing your joint at my car was spontaneous. Oh shit, I got you feeling nervous on purpose. I love bringing that shit right at you, door to door service. Instantaneous, you would still get your shit bust. Only spontaneous.
All aboard the Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop to G5. Luda!
is something higher. I mean, it's not what we are dealing with. The reality of what's going to happen is something higher than man's own personal little vexation and pride self. This is something where no man can stop, because all nations are going to gather and all nations are going to say yes, right. And some plenty will die, you know. But there is people who daily will want it and no sense for them want it, which is the truth, the right to live, you know. Which when you check the right to live, the right to live is to have the right vibe. The right vibe comes from Rasta.
Oh, I'm lost, I need a map. Oh, I slip, get back on track. See the future, clear your path. 'Cause we go forward, never back.
Yeah.
Little weary boy, don't run out. Listen to the voice in your heart. I gotta face up, no hesitation. It's a vibration, ready with my arms up. Take me to the higher place. I gotta roam to the higher stage. There's nowhere else to go. Light away, pack it up and roll, I'm on my way. Take this to a higher place. I gotta roll to a higher thing. There's nowhere else to go. Light away, pack it up and roll, I'm on my way. How much longer can we play? Man, they've run and gone astray. There won't be another. If you don't decide to make a way.
What is going on out there in radio land? This is DJ FX giving you and introducing to you the new debut show, our last show of this year. But before we go into our hot new show, the PLM family wants to give condolences and prayers to all those affected by the tornado that hit the six states, including Kentucky, where it left a path of devastation for over 200 miles. Also, we want to give our condolences and prayers to the Oakland High School students that suffered that horrible shooting incident, including the four students who died. The students are named thus and so: Hannah St. Juliana, she was 14, Schilling, he was 17, Tate Meyer, he was 16, and Madison Baldwin, she was 17. So again, thoughts and prayers go out to all that have been affected by these tragedies. Our gorgeous boss, Miss Spontaneous, will have info on how you can help the victims of the Kentucky tornado, only on her Instagram. So check out her IG for updates. We also want to thank all the 25 million plus listeners who listen to our shows on Spontaneous Radio Online. Our show, radio show, and emails have increased throughout each show. We have been blowing up. So we are definitely thanking you for the love that we have been receiving. We want to shout out also to Dre and Scoob, the duo better known as Dos FX, Busy Bone, Skip Marley, and the Marley Family, and Dr. Dre from Yo MTV Raps, and many others who are listening around the world. We definitely appreciate you for tuning into this show, our last live PLM show for this year, 2021, our first PLM radio show. All right, we are here because of our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, the female artist. Where'd it go? All right, there we go. All right, we are here because of our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, the female artist who was managed by Tupac Shakur. She is also a three-time Hall of Fame inductee, sold over 352 million of movies and still selling today. She has also received 9 awards of her accomplishments in the entertainment industry, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. Also, our beautiful boss became the valedictorian of her class of 2020 from Full Sail University, and she will become Dr. Spontaneous of Business Administration and Strategic Marketing in 2023, including a second book that will be released about her life with her manager, Tupac Shakur, authored by Kevin Powell. Spontaneous Radio Online, the one-stop shop for all of our PLM shows and events. So please stay updated for all upcoming shows and interviews. Now, before I introduce the man of the hour, I got to give a brief story about our boss, Miss Spontaneous, and the Virgin Islands. You see, our PLM family knows that our boss, Miss Spontaneous, loves the Virgin Islands. She was on a two-week vacation to relax the islanders who knew who she was. So then her vacation became a paid six-month in-store signing and club appearance tour of St. Thomas and St. John Virgin Islands with her and Wesley Snipes. During this time, she also met our host, who is making his debut tonight, debuting the PLM St. Thomas Virgin Islands Reggae Radio Show, our first ever. I give praise to the Rastafari, the Most High, for his opportunity to introduce to you all the way from the Virgin Islands by way of Atlanta, Georgia. My PLM brethren, DJ Bliss, what is going on, my brother? What's going on, my brother? How you been? Bliss, you there?
Yes, hello?
Yep, there we go.
Okay, okay. What's going on, my brother?
There we are. What's going on with you, my brother? How you been?
Just chilling. You know, it's chilly here in Atlanta right now, just doing my thing. Would like to thank, you know, my beautiful sister. Love her very much, dearly. You know, Spontaneous for giving me the opportunity to, you know, represent where I'm from, the beautiful Virgin Islands.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And like I said, again, our first PLM Reggae Radio Show, so we definitely going to make it hot for you. We're going to party. Hopefully everybody got their red stripe. I need my red stripe. You know, hooray beer. That's what we need, especially that punch, man, that rum punch. So what you going to give them tonight, bro?
Man, I'm going to give them, you know, a rundown of the history of the Virgin Islands, you know, where I'm from, where I grew up at, you know, basic, just the history, the culture, the music, the people, the sights, you know, just everything that I grew up loving about the islands.
All right. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. But before we go into that, we got one more track for you. So you ready for it?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Let's bring it.
All right, let's do it. So we got this track from Pressure, Virgin Islands Nights. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Virgin Islands Nights. So nice. So, I'm so proud to be from the VI, a place of history like the African style, yeah. Dry. Nothing can come between us but the water that divide, yeah. Even though we're just a few square miles, I travel around the world with Virgin Island pride, yeah. And lots of people still going through strife, and still we live a joyful life. That's why the place nice, so nice, so nice. Sweet with Centamas nice, so nice, so nice. Send cry full of pure vibes, so nice, so nice. Send John a real paradise, so nice, so nice. Hey, we got so much to lose, yet so much to prove. Virgin Islands, teachers never raise a fool. Mama send me school. Hey, when it's difficult, we still a push through. No matter what the blessings of, we continue. We are a people
up great value. That's why we stick together like tamarinds too. Remember Queen Mary, we make the fire burn, and Edward Blyden with the Africa vision. Remember St. John with the slave rebellion. General Butler's the emancipation. That's why the place nice, so nice, so nice. Sweet, sweet St. Thomas nice, so nice, so nice. St. Cry full of pure vibes, so nice, so nice. St. John a real paradise, so nice, so nice. Hey, we got so much to prove, yet so much to lose. Island teachers never write no fool. Mama sent me school. Yeah. Then crime produce the band midnight, and them the kind of roots make the fire ignite, yo. Julian Jackson was the champion in the ring. I know him three son, them a do the same thing, yeah. Tim Duncan come from the VI, one of the greatest, and the world can see why, yeah. If you ever ask me where I'm from, born in the Virgin Island, and the whole place nice, so nice, so nice. Sweet, sweet St. Thomas nice, so nice, so nice. St. Cry full of pure vibes, so nice, so nice. St. John a real paradise, so nice, so nice. The Virgin Island nice, so nice, so nice. Rock City sweet and nice, so nice, so nice. Twin City full of pure vibes, so nice, so
That's right. That was Pressure, Virgin Islands Nice. So that's definitely going to get us right into it. So, but before we go into the show, I definitely got to give the shout outs. So we want to definitely shout out Dre and Scoob, the duo better known as Dos FX, Busy Bone, Skip Marley, and the Marley Family, as well as Dr. Dre from Yo MTV Raps, and many others who are listening around the world. We definitely appreciate you for tuning in to this show, our last live PLM show for this year, 2020. So we definitely want to thank you all for tuning in, our first PLM radio show. So Bliss, what do you got for us, bro?
Well, 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 this is what I got to say. Going to take y'all on a nice little, you know, Caribbean vibe of basically my hometown, where I was born, and all the other islands around it, to the point of, you know, like I said earlier, the history, the people, the food, the culture, music, everything. So for those who don't know, I am actually from the beautiful island of St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, born and raised. It's basically 32 square miles. Deep-rooted history of, you know, slave routes, slave revolts, stuff like that. But the most beautiful thing about those islands are my people. So it all boils down to basically with the history of the Virgin Islands. It's just how you say, a nice little mixture of people, culture, you know, the vibes, just a nice little smorgasbord of love and, you know, how we just say, I'll just say basically, you know, a nice little broad history of it. Let me see.
Okay.
Take it into basically first.
Now, what I would
with,
like
you know,
to know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, really, no, I just want to know. Yeah, I just wanted to, like, really know because, you know, brother that really is looking to get to the Virgin Islands is, I know the culture and the music, so it's like, what really attracts, like, what really attracts the people, the tourists, to come to those islands? Like, how, you know, like, what, because, again, I'm one of those brothers, like, look, I'm coming in with the shorts, the shirt, you know, the hats and everything, you know what I mean? So it's like, what some of the main things that really attract outsiders to the island?
Basically what attracts outsiders is what, you know, basically tourists is the, I would say the beaches and the beautiful views that we have, you know, going through the hills and stuff like that. Because what you see in the brochures can't compare to actually what you see live in those islands at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's between the crystal clear waters and the beautiful views, that's what actually I think brings the tourists and, you know, the outsiders to our islands. So, and then, you know, it has the sites, it has the duty-free shopping, you know, mm-hmm. we have the Fort Christian, I would say the, back then, you know, it was fort where, you know, they had, it was basically there to protect the harbor of the island. So that is actually one of the historic marks of the island itself. You know, tourists go there, they see it, they hear about it. There's the duty-free shopping where, you know, it's just the area we call Main Street. Then there's also over there by where they call, you know, Yacht Haven Grand Marina. You know, that's just duty-free tax. You go there, you get your liquor for a lot less than here in the States.
Well, I believe
you basically get anything a lot cheaper.
Well, that's the thing, because, again, I want to go to the islands because I know what I'm our boss, Miss Spontaneous, and, again, I'm saying I'm jealous because, I haven't been there, and she's been saying that she cannot get enough of the Virgin Islands, and I understand that, and that's why I'm mad. I'm not jealous. I'm mad because you was able to enjoy it before all this went down. And I want to get there, and I want to see it for myself because I want to see all the trees and the people, and I want to be in there and doing the bachelor parties and everything. I want to be a part of that. I know I'm gonna get to that. I know we're getting there, but you know, I'm gonna step off my speaker box. I just want to put that out there. That was my frustration, but that's okay. So I'm gonna come back and refocus. So, Yeah, but I did want to ask you, though. Definitely. But I did want to ask you, though, so how long has tourism been a part of the Virgin Islands? Like, how long has that been going on?
I would probably say since, I would guess, you know, the end of slavery, basically, when everything where the commoners, from U.S., you know, when they, you know, coming off those Danish ships and, you know, the sailing vessels and stuff like that, they're coming in. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it was one of the main stops for the slave trade. So I guess, you know, word of mouth throughout those years, people come in and, you know, hearing about, you know, how beautiful islands are, you know, you come there and basically, you know, I don't like the topic, but, you know, buy your slaves there, and, you know, you have I guess it's from back then when the word of how beautiful islands are, you know, it just kept on trickling upwards to the stateside, and also when Christopher Columbus found it, he sent a message back to the Queen, and she sent more boats over here to do what he had to do here in the islands, and just go from there and build up. But then, you know, another thing that, you know, I don't really like about it is that he ravaged the islands.
Right.
When he came down. 1493 is when he actually ran up across St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix. So it's, like I said, the history of the islands is a very broad spectrum of it, to go from being the discovery of with Columbus finding the islands all the way up to the main part of the slave trade, up to the part of, you know, the islands being sold to the United States, and then so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, I will say that with Miss Spontaneous, our boss, Miss Spontaneous, now she's already saying that the next stop will be Jamaica, as well as including the Virgin Islands, as well as a future PLM Island tour. So she is gearing up for that. So she wants the whole world to know. All right, that's coming out. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout, because I want to see everything that's been going on. But I'm sorry, but like he was saying, again, with Christopher Columbus coming in there and, you know, ravaging islands and taking everything, you know, from there. And, you know, we know how the history goes, you know, especially with slavery. And, you know, it definitely is a touchy topic, but a lot of times we have to understand what our future is before we understand where we're going. So, you know, that's definitely one of the things. So, but one question I do want to ask you, and this question would be how were your experiences being an islander there? Like, what were the things that, you know, maybe have shaped you or have influenced you? Just what were, like, some of your experiences?
What shaped me back home is the fact of basically the people. It, you know, we have such a certain way of expressing ourselves that it brings up and it raises the youth along with, you know, just a basic love of life, to where, you know, wherever you're from, you love, you represent, you take care of, what to say, home. So it comes to the point of, you know, what, you know, I love about the islands and my upbringing, the people, the culture, and the food.
Okay. Well, before we get into the food, we got another track to play for you all out there, because, again, we want to keep that island vibe going. So with this next track, we got – yep, so you ready for it?
We got
Mike Love, V.I. to the Bone. Let's get it.
Welcome to the most beautiful island in the world, the Virgin Islands. Yeah, man. Mike check, Mike Love. Una do it, una do it, una do it. How are the VI massive them day? If you from the VI, when you there, when you there, when you there, put your hands in my face. Represent your home. If you from the VI, when you there, when you there, when you there, put your flags in my face. VI to the bone. The party don't start until we reach. No, we don't bring no sand to the beach. To hear is a beat. Rock, 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 rock.
Yeah, Mike, love VI to the bone. Like I said, we want to keep you in that island mood. So if you got the drink in your hand right now, go ahead and put them up, put them up, put them up. Like I said, that red stripe, we have it all, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we're going to get into it. So now back into the food discussion, because that's one thing we definitely got to talk about. Like we mentioned before we went to break, was the food. And I know with the food, it's some great, because I'm a foodie myself. So, because I know for me, like anytime I travel to different areas, I always like to try their specialties. That's always been me. That's always been me. So, like, you know, for example, like here in the States, I know for me, like if I go to New York, I always got to get pizza. If I go to Missouri, I got to get barbecue. If I go to California, I got to try their sushi and stuff like that. If I go to Florida, you know, I got to try their cuisine, especially when it, you know, when it comes to the Cuban cuisine. So, you know, Miami, I love Miami. So, I, you know, I go down there and try the food, stuff like that. So that's what I do. So in the Virgin Islands, right, like just kind of give us a list or a menu of these tasty, delectable dishes. Like if I'm coming to the islands, like what would you recommend?
Definitely the fish and fungi, and you got to have a Johnny cake with cheese.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny cakes are the most popular thing on the islands because of Johnny cakes and cheese is, you know, when I was going to high school, or even not even just high school, but junior high school and up into high school, that was the mainstay of, you know, breakfast in the morning, Johnny cake and cheese, and you have your, what would be back then before they, you know, stopped selling it, was the jungle juice, and it had to be the red jungle juice.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
And we got, what else we got? We got the fish and fungi. You know, fungi is just basically a mixture of, I guess, cornmeal. And it's,
okay.
I would say just a mixture of like a corn, it was probably like a cornmeal mash or probably a cornmeal. I'm trying to think of the name, but it's like porridge but a little thicker. So it's like the fish and fungi that tastes good. You know, we got the callaloo, conch fritters.
Callaloo.
Yes. And you know what I found, you know, different up here in the States. You know, their lobsters are totally different to ours. And we have what we call the tiny lobster that gets a lot bigger than the lobsters up here. So when you catch a spiny lobster back home and you cook it,
mm-hmm.
you could probably feed, you know, 3 to 4 people off of that one lobster.
Wow. Man.
But, you know, you also eat the lobster yourself if you're feeling greedy.
Yeah. Right. Right. So that, wow. Like, what are some of the best restaurants in the Virgin Islands? Like, if, again, me being an outsider, like the restaurants that one should come to?
But back then, before, I'm not sure what, you know, what it is now. I know back then they used to have Greenhouse that was on the waterfront. Let me see. There was one up in the hills. Trying to remember what it was called. Victor's Hideout was a good one back then. Hopefully, you know, it's
okay.
Still open because that's where I know for a fact you get your fish and fungi. You know, your boiled fish, your pot fish, your fried fish. Your seasoned rice and beans. You know, just. Victor's Hideout was what I know for a fact, if I remember correctly, where one of the best foods, you know, restaurants down there.
Right. Wow. Ooh wee. So okay. Okay. So that's why I say
when you do go down there, make sure you go with an empty stomach because guaranteed you're gonna eat.
Oh, trust me. Anytime I go to a place like that, I'm always ready to eat. there's no question in my mind. I'm always, always ready to eat. always ready to eat. So now that we got the foods and the menus, I'm looking at drinks. Like, what's, like, I need a list of drinks. Like, again, when it comes to those tourists, what drinks do they normally go for or should go for?
Tourist-wise, I've seen them more go for, like, things like the Bushwhacker, screwdrivers, you know, basic, you know, regular known drinks out there. But, you know, I've came across some tourists that, you know, decide to say that they want to take that, you know, that leap of faith on what, you know, what we drink back home. I mean, it's
right.
The same simple pair in the States, but to me, the liquor back home is a lot stronger. It's not, I don't think it's watered down, you know, as it is up here in the States. I will go to a club here in Atlanta and ask them for a rum and coke, and it would take like 6 rum and coke, 7 rum and cokes for me to actually get a buzz off of it.
Oh,
then,
wow.
Back home in the islands, we have, you know, our 151. We have the cruiser rum flavors. Let's see. The cruiser, there's the light and then the dark, then the signature series. We got the what everybody in the islands, I know for a fact, who is listening on the radio now would be the Brugal. Brugal and Coke, you know, stuff like that. And that's what we home. And then, you know, we got the beers where, you know, our mainstay is the Heineken beer. And everybody goes for Heineken when they go out to the club, or, you know, even just, you know, chilling at home, you got a case of Heineken inside the fridge. Then, you know, there's also the Corona, there's the Guinness, you know, Guinness draft. They got, we drink that. But it's like I said, it's the majority of the stuff that they drink here in the States, we also drink back home. But to me, it's not as, you know, watered down as, you know, like it, you know, like it is up here. Back home, you can actually get a big cup of rum and coke, like the little, you know, that's a nice red cup, big red cup of rum and coke, and you would definitely get a buzz off of one cup, being a difference of being up here, you know, drinking 7 cups of rum and coke and feeling some, you know, an effect after the shit. So that's one thing. Another thing that I like about back home, the liquor and the drinking is a lot cheaper than here in the States. They charge $10 for a small clear glass of rum and coke, where you could probably get a glass of rum and coke or a red cup of rum and coke for that same $10, a big cup, or probably even less than $10. So, like I said, the drinking that back home in the islands is a lot better because you get more for less.
Yeah, because I would think, like, because I know that's where a lot of your drinks would originate from, I would think. I know, like, here we have to, like, you know, pretty much import it. So I know part of that price goes into, you know, because, again, like you say, it's like, you know, you go in and you try to get maybe some kind of rum or, you know, a rum punch or, you know, some kind of drink mixture. And it's watered down. They overcharge you. And, you know, and you're walking away like, really, this all you got? To a point where some people are like, look, this is going to be all liquor. Forget the chaser. Just give me all liquor. Like, forget it. You know, yeah.
The different flavors I know for a fact that Cruising Room has back home, and I've seen some of them here in there's a tropical fruit rum. There's the mango, the blueberry, lemonade, basically. I know that tastes good. The Cruising Coconut, that's what I usually go for, and I mix that with, like, you know, Sprite. I've seen the guava rum. They got the black cherry rum, pineapple, which is another one you can mix with Sprite. Now I haven't been up to par with any of the flavors, but I think I just saw watermelon from what I saw earlier, and it's you know, the Cruisin' rum itself, like I said, that's actually what was its. Originated in the Virgin Islands from St. Croix, and they have been in business for years. They have aged rum that's older than my mother and probably my grandmother's age, basically. So they have been out before my grandmother has even, from what I think, when she was born, Cruiser Rum came out.
All right. Well, as you know, when it comes to certain drinks, they always say the longer it's aged, the better it is. So, you know, so aging in that case is always good. It's always good. So, of course, our boss, Miss Spontaneous, one of her favorites is Pina Colada and the strawberry daiquiris with extra rum. So she's been drinking a lot of that while in the Virgin Islands. So that's definitely her drinks of choice. So
yes.
So that's been hers. But we definitely got some more show for you. So please don't go away. We got another track coming for you. That's Damian Marley. Welcome to Jamrock. We'll come right back after that. All right, let's get it.
Out in the streets, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jamrock, camp where the thugs them camp at. 2 pounder within a van box. It's in your handbag, your knapsack. It's in your backpack. This melody your girlfriend contacts. Some boy no know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pose like them name Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hard porker sandals and no back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And won't think twice to shot you. Don't make them spot you unless you carry gun. Guns and lads too, a beer talking come at you. When 10 sound man stop laugh and block off traffic, then them wheel and pop off and them start clap it. We dip in file long and it a beat rapid. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Funny man a get dropped like a bad habit. Son of a the post office, you're down to it. Rastafari stands alone. Welcome to Jamrock. Hey. Welcome to Jamrock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jamdong. Poor people are dead at random. Political violence can't done. Peer ghosts and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings are called. Old man to pick me. So why even no one if you with me? To see this operation sick me. Them suit no fit me. To win election them trick with them. Them don't do nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock blocks and them a lock rocket. Then we pull you up a current like a shock socket. Then we run a road block with for the cops block it. And from now till a man in a stop clock it. If them run out of rounds, I broke back rocket. Southside, Northside.
Welcome to Jamrock.
East Coast, West Coast. Yo.
Welcome to Jamrock.
Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all.
Welcome to Jamrock. Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. No. Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica.
Come to Jamrock. So again, want to keep that fire going. So again, if anybody's anywhere cold right now, this should warm you up right now. This should definitely warm you up. So, because again, this is our first PLM reggae show, so we had to give you that island flavor. And of course, this is couldn't come at a better time than at the end of 2021, especially with everything that's been going on. So, yo, I hope everybody's joining so far, because I know I am. I know Bliss is definitely going to give you more of that history about the food, the drinks. So I'm wondering for this next one, and maybe I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but I want to talk about the women. That's all I want to talk about. Yeah, that's what I want. I need to know the type of women that's in the Virgin Islands. Like, should I talk to some of them, or should I stand back or whatever? Like, I want to know, like, what, like how are the women there? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, how are the women there?
Well, subject of the women back home in the islands, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. To me, some of the most beautiful in the world because of the culture and the history and the bloodline of where we come from. Just for how you say the aesthetics of looking at a woman, and mm-hmm. you know, it's the pleasing to the eye. Attitude wise, yeah, you have some with attitude, then you have some that don't have attitudes. They're pretty. The VI, the Virgin Islands woman, they're easy to talk to, but just don't get on the bad side.
Right. I would believe it. I would believe it.
Definitely don't get on their bad side. They would tell you about, you know, you and your whole family before you even get to saying one sentence to them.
Right. Right. Okay.
But you got to, like I said, you got to love a Virgin Islands woman. I love her myself because the beauty of a Virgin Islands woman is just breathtaking. Once you see them, especially if they're out and about, they could be literally dressed in the simplest of things and still look beautiful.
Okay. Now, how are they when it comes to the parties?
Partying?
Like, I know. Yeah, the party. Like, yeah, I want to know about the party. Like, yeah.
Anything that, you know, when it comes to partying, we mm-hmm. as Virgin Islanders party till the sun come up, basically. So partying with the females, you can, you know, talk to females during the day and tell them you're going to be one, mm-hmm. you know, spot later on in the evening at a club or a bar. And mm-hmm. if they're feeling your vibe, they'll stick with you the whole night, party with you, dance with you, drink with you, you know. Even, you know, happen to, if you want to go and get something to eat, they'd even go and, you know, go out with you. You got to love let me just don't say a VI woman. This is a Caribbean video show. I'm going to say this for all the Caribbean women out there. Because any Caribbean woman I have came across has always given me that nice vibe, that nice, you know, personality. I haven't came across a bad personality yet. Hopefully I would never. From every aspect and every, you know, I would say every aspect and of Caribbean woman is beautiful
mm-hmm.
because of their personality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, you know, when it comes to with the Caribbean woman and partying, like we were on, when it comes down to carnival, boy, it's a party that runs for St. Thomas Carnival. It runs from April into May. So you come across as soon as April starts. It has certain things, you know, like the prince and princess show, the queen coronation, the queen show, queen coronation, boat races, juve morning, you know, adults parade, children parade, stuff like that. And it just goes from April through May. That's for just St. Thomas alone. Then St. Croix, I think, from December into January.
Right.
And St. John, which, you know, people don't know, is the smallest between the three, goes from June into July. So it's between those 2 months, you have days and days and days and days and days of partying. If you want to just stay in your hotel. If you're on vacation, you want to stay in a hotel all throughout the day and then just go to something at night. The best place to go, especially with tourist-wise, will probably be the Village. You know, that's where they have, you know, different booths that set up for Carnival that sell the local food, like fried fish and Johnny cake. You know, they got basically the French fries, the fried from fried chicken. You get your callaloo, your boiled cabbage. You know, basically just the local food is being sold right then and there. You can go to any booth that you want and get what you want. And I haven't been back home in a while, so I really want to know who is the best or what is the best or who's making the best food in, you know, the Village time. But Carnival time, there's the Juve morning. Whew, boy. Juve morning to me is like, I've seen Mardi Gras and I've seen the Carnival in Brazil. I would compare it to the Carnival in Brazil where you party from, the Juve morning goes from, we're supposed to start at probably about 5 o'clock in the morning. But throughout the years, being down there, they started, you know, a little later, where I guess where the sun is actually up to where, you know, I guess the police could keep track of who's there in the morning. But when I was younger, I've known the Juve to start at 5 when the sun hasn't even gotten up yet. To where,
we need a horn for that one.
Like 6 to 7 trucks, big semi trucks with flatbeds on the back of it, with walls of speakers, with a live band playing, and you're just seeing what I mean, a sea of people from 5 o'clock in the morning till about 12 in the afternoon sometimes. Well, that's what I remember when I was younger. 12 in the afternoon, it goes from 5 to 12. So you have sometimes have 6 to 7 bands, live bands going down the main highway in the on St. Thomas and just seeing over 200,000 people just about. And this is a mixture of locals from St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix. And then you have the other islands like British Virgin Islands, like Tortola, Virgin Gorda, St. Martin, Jules Van Dyke, people coming to enjoy our carnival. And then there's the tourists mingling in with all the locals. So you're seeing crowds like... Think of it as the Million Man March with music.
Wow. And I definitely want you to talk about, I like that. But I definitely want to know, and, you know, we often hear about the carnivals and the parties that go on. So I definitely want to know, like, how long has that been going on? Like, what's the history behind that? Like, what started that? Like what was the inspiration behind the carnivals that started? Because I know it's been going on for years. So, like you said, with the bands, you know, because I know here in D.C., we used to have, like a weekend. This was back in June. This was, like, a few years back where they actually would have, like, the carnival come down. As a matter of fact, it used to be used to come down Georgia Avenue. And this was, like, the early 2000s when this was going on. And, of course, it stopped based off of, like, you know, they didn't have enough money and, you know, and it was a whole bunch of fights that took place. But anyway, so that's what they would do. They would bring that life here to D.C. And, of course, they used to do that in Baltimore as well. And they would have the carnivals come down Georgia Avenue. They have the floats. They have the music. So we understand that this goes back far. So how far? How long has that been a tradition?
Since I think the first one on St. Thomas was from what I remember in school was, I think, in 1912. February of 1912 is what I noticed. And that was when, you know, the islands were still part of the Danish West Indies. That was before we were actually sold to the U.S. So it's like from back then till now, Carnival has a very deep history in it. And then to jump off of what you said with the in D.C. and stuff like that, the carnivals in the stateside are basically what the locals that moved from the islands and moved up here, they came together and made organizations up here like what they make back home in the islands where, you know, they get together with all, you know, the Caribbean people in the different states here in the U.S. and create the same kind of atmosphere and the same kind of vibe that you can get back home. Like, say if some people can't leave and go back home to enjoy the carnival back home, they'd have a carnival somewhere nearby to where they live. Like, there's carnival in Miami, there's carnival in Orlando, D.C., New York. I think they have one in Maryland. And then I overheard that they also have one over in California. So it's and then in Texas. So it's just, you know, they come together and let you enjoy what you missed back home. So basically almost the same thing as that you do back home, you have here in the States. But the only difference is the Juve Mornings. I've been to a Juve Morning here in Atlanta. And to me, it was, no, I didn't like it. it was just like a gathering in a nice big field and had some DJs playing and a couple of live bands playing. But there was no, what I remember, trucks where you can, you know, go down the street behind a truck and dance and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
There was none of that. So
I didn't
feel like it was a Juve. I felt like it was just, you know, a nice little, you know, Soca Calypso and other Soca and Calypso concert. That's what I felt to me. That's how it felt to me. So, you know, I mean, we do have those same things back home in the islands when it comes to the carnival. They do have Soca and Calypso concerts. You know, they bring international soca artists from different islands and they perform for our carnival. But coming to Atlanta and coming from an island where, you know, I go down the street at 5 in the morning and drink, you know, dance, hop over the waterfront and jump in the water and come back out and continue going down the street. I couldn't do that here in Atlanta. I mean, yeah, you know, I could drink and dance, but, you know, I want to be able to be going down the street and enjoy myself and then coming back up to go to another band that's coming down the street. And, you know, it's like I said, the Juve, you have six or seven bands, probably sometimes 8 bands that you can go to different ones. You know, as one goes down the street, you say, you know what, you tell your peoples, let's walk up to the next one, see, you know, how the crowd is there. If that crowd isn't good, you walk up to the next one further down to see how the crowd is down there. And if that's a crowd that you want to stick in, you follow that truck all the way back down and then come back up with to try and find another truck that's coming back down with more people. So I couldn't really do it here in Atlanta because, like I said, it was just a nice little open space, like a field, or I guess it was like a parking lot or something like that, that was fenced off.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it had one band, Burning Flames, that was playing. And, yeah, I enjoyed myself, but I didn't enjoy myself like how I want to.
Gotcha. Well.
Boom, boom, clap!
So, so I definitely want to talk a little bit more about, especially when it comes to the mud people, because I see sometimes, like, when it comes to the Caribbean and the carnivals, like, they have those that's, like, you know, like, covered in mud. But we're going to come into that. So don't go away. We got more for you. So, again, I want to get more into that. So here we go with another track. We got Skip Marley and Popcorn Vibe. Let's get it.
She wanna catch a vibe, she wanna spend some time into the light, into the light, into the light. She wanna catch a vibe, she wanna free her mind into the light, into the light.
all bases. Fill up relation, rev up the car and race it. Catch vibrations, oh, she won't release her mental. Touch all the nerve that's central. Switch from the beat and tempo. Inside of her bare info, herself nor Venmo, oh.
Keeping that fire blazing. So, but like I said, going into and sticking with the carnival, man, again, that party, that vibe, because, again, here in D.C., used to be like a few years back, again, like this was early 2000s, this was going on, and this was in June, and again, it was the people that it would come out, the energy was hot, you would have the floats coming down, the trucks coming down. You would have, I don't know how many DJs on these trucks, but they were playing the best in soca music, in reggae music. You had your sound systems, because that's one thing I learned when I first got into the DJ biz is when it comes to DJing, you know, I learned about the sound systems. And, you know, it was always a team. It was always a team. So it had that infectious vibe. But, again, partying. And seeing everybody again, they're waving their flag, you know, they just going with it. And I'm seeing the mud people. I'm seeing the mud people. So I've always wanted to know, like, the significance of that. Like, I've always been curious of that. So is there a significance to it, or is it just something where it's like, you know, like, it's just part of the, you know, part of the theme? So what was that inspiration behind that?
Me, I haven't really followed up on that part of the carnival, because when I was younger, I've never seen the mud and the, you know, the powder and stuff like that until I started getting older. Like the mud and powder thing, I think it transitioned from, I guess, which in Trinidad and Tobago, transitioned from there and other islands that actually do it, because I've never seen it until, like, later on in my old, you know, my adult years. So
right.
I've never really followed up on it, but it's, I would say it's another cultural thing between islands. So it dwindles down from one island to the next, and it keeps on going, then ventures, like, basically stateside also. Like I said, Trinidad and Tobago, it has Trinidadians that live in the stateside, so they also do the same thing here in the States. So I think there was one party I went to that I seen up here in Atlanta that I seen a dude, you know, throwing powder in the the little concert or the party. And I'm like, okay, what, you know, it took me for a shot because I've never seen it before at the time. So I'm like, okay, what's going on here? You know, why is it looking all kind of, you know, foggy inside the building? But then somebody told me, yeah, you know, don't worry about it. That's what they do. He's from Trinidad. That's how they, you know, how they party.
Mm.
So, like I said, it's a cultural bridge of different things when it comes to carnival. So, like I said, it's a mixture of people from different islands coming to enjoy themselves, going out. You know, they wear their flags, they rep where they're from. You know, Virgin Islands, mm-hmm. Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, St. Lucia, Dominica. You know, everybody coming together and having fun. No fights, no killing,
right.
No stupid shit. Just fun. That's what carnival is, for you to let go and enjoy yourself, especially from, you know, working all year and stressing about this and stressing about that. That's what carnival, to me, when I was growing up, that's what carnival was. The time of year where you could just let go and relax and be free. And then, you know, as soon as the carnival's finished, you know, get back to the hustle and bustle of work and stuff.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Because again, we are definitely we're in trying times right now, especially with COVID and everything. And like you said, you hit the nail right on the head. Is you have a mixture of people coming together and just having fun. It's like you from over there, all right. You from over here, all right. You from over like wherever. It's like, all right. We just gonna come together. We just gonna have fun. You know, you gonna have a drink. You know, you gonna smoke with me, whatever. And you know, and just relax and just chill. You know, it's like, I know over here, it's like we try and there's a lot of times it's success and a lot of times there's failure. But, you know, it's like for some reason we just can't get to that point now. It's like, you know what, it's like forget your titles, whatever. It's like, look, do you want to just party, you know, whatever, let's just have some fun. It don't matter. You know what I mean? So that's how it should be. You know, like I said, and you mentioned the word about, you know, relaxation. And speaking of relaxation, I know there's some beaches and some areas there where one can come out and be like, you know what, man, fuck that job, fuck this phone, fuck my laptop. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing shit. I'm off the grid. Right? So what I would like you to do is I want you to speak a little bit on that, like give us like that mental vision of like just the beautiful sight of the sands. Like take us through that.
Let me see. Crystal blue waters, emerald green, just about. You can walk, go into the water and see your feet. You see the fishes, you see the sand under the water with no problem. You know, bright white sand during the day when, you know, when the sun's up, highest point, it's just bright white sand. It's just beaches. There's so many beaches back home, islands that you can go to and enjoy yourself that, you know, like I said, tourist-wise, it's a nice experience for tourists from what I'm seeing. Because you got Martinez Bay, which is one of the top beaches in the world from what, you know, they're saying. I've actually been one of the top beaches in the world, I think, for the past 5 or 6 years from what I know. And then there's Cookie Point Beach. Well, that is another beautiful beach back home. I was literally raised up on Cookie Point and Megan's Bay because Megan's Bay, my father used to work there. So age of two to three years old, I've been on Megan's Bay Beach. And it's what, to me, like I said, it's one of the beaches. It's two miles long of sand and water.
Wow.
So you can just find a nice little spot and just chill. You got the trees, I'll say about a couple of yards from the water, and you go rest your beach chair there, your towel there underneath the trees, and just relax in the shade. You know, have a nice little rum and coke or, you know, whatever drink you want to be drinking on the beach with not a worry about, you know, of police coming and tell you, you know, you can't be drinking in public and stuff like that. It's very nice. That's that's another reason why the tour is coming on there, because you know, it's no holds barred. You can come down there and drink without having to be arrested by the police walking down the street with a Heineken in go on the beach and just, you know, have a case of Heineken and drink all day on the beach and just enjoy the water, enjoy the sand, you know, enjoy the sun. So, you know, the beaches there, like I was saying, the beaches are beautiful. That's one thing that, to me, I can tell everybody that's listening right now, you have to visit the beaches on all three islands, if you can visit all three islands. If you can take off 3 months just to say you're going out there just to spend time on the islands for 3 months and see everything on the three islands, do it. Hit almost every beach that you can find on the islands.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, any early childhood memories of you on those islands? Or your earliest memory, I should ask, really.
Earliest memory? I would say a pastime that I love as part of my memory right now is we did a thing called, you know, just regular, you know, kids bike racing. You know, you get your little, little BMX bike, you know, you know, what we call, also what we have back home in Atlanta, we call Vistas.
Okay.
And then we call them, a.k.a. we call them choppers also. So.
Ah, okay.
It's just like, you know, like how the old school bikes had the banana seats and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like with how we set up our bikes back home. We took the banana seats and put them to the lowest to the frame and got the nice short straight handles going across instead of the ones that curve up. And you have, like, you know, the three-speed shifter in the middle. And you have the first gear, gear neutral. Race those coming down hills, you know, every Saturday. You know, you come there with whoever has the fastest bike, you know, they hit up their friends, say, yo, I'm coming through, you know, we're going to go to this hill, and, you know, we're going to race, you know. You sometimes go there on a Saturday for the whole day, just racing your bikes. And just enjoying being a kid.
Oh, yeah. Every Saturday.
Every Saturday. You know, unless you're grounded from, you know, from doing something stupid in school during the week, but, you know. Every Saturday.
Oh, wow. That's something else. That's something else. Do they still do that now?
I don't know. I haven't, you know, asked anybody back home if the kids still do it. But if they do, I would say that tradition kept on throughout the years, and I'm happy for it because it's something that I enjoyed when I was younger.
Okay. And what are some other things that, like, youngsters used to do, you know, either then or now, to kind of pass the time by? You know, just like you said, with the bike riding and, you know, racing, you know, on the beaches. Like, what are some other, like, activities that a lot of them would enjoy?
When I was younger, you know, I remember the mall. When they built it, it was nice. You know, getting old, when I got started. Older, it started to me starting getting boring because you just have the same stores over and over and over again. Going there, nothing new. And
that's kind of like here.
That was basically where, you know, everybody used to go back in the days when it first got built. Everybody went to the mall.
Right. Right.
And it was like something new, something, you know, we never had before on the islands. Everybody, you finish school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in high school, you go straight to the mall. And from there, you know, you go back, you go home. On the weekends, the mall used to be packed when I was younger. Like, you go in there, you're running into all your friends from school. You run into, you know, just, like, it looked like it was Black Friday, but full of young people.
Okay.
Like, just the mall was just, just a thrall of young people just enjoying themselves and just, you know, going and spending your money. If you work during the week after school, you go up to the mall, you buy some clothes, if they have some, anything going on, you know, like a school party going on, you know, that you want to go and buy your clothes, you go up there, you spend time with your friends, you know, y'all go buy your clothes, you know, then, I'll, you know, y'all can say, you know what, after the mall, we meet up at so-and-so's house, get dressed, and we out the door, hit the party up, then the next day you do it again. Hit the mall and, you know, just chill at the mall until, you know, Monday, until you got to be to school Monday morning. You just go to the mall, closed, what? Back then, the closed about 7, 8 o'clock, probably 9 o'clock in the year, on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You finish chilling at the mall, you go home, you get your sleep, you wake up for school in the morning. As soon as the weekend comes back up again, do it again.
Well, that sounds like a weekend right there.
Yeah.
Definitely sounds like a great weekend. Definitely sounds like a great weekend. But take a quick break because I actually wanted you to talk a little bit about, like, the economy, like, you know, what actually spurns their economy. So we'll definitely talk about that after the break. But I definitely got to, and I can't forget my people here. Can't forget the smokers. You know what I'm saying? So we cannot forget the smokers. So this is for you. Golly,
Yeah, finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the phone, yeah. Sweet sense ya come around. Me a take a little shot and pass it around now. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon a come around, them with them I go search for. Ever since the herbs slow down, police and road boy them in a showdown. Them I search round the compound. You know a man and a weed clown. Find a little piece of land and I plant me home ground south. Tell the youth them not to step feel. Too much crack and cocaine I make the world I feel ill enough. Enough ganja, enough flip a bill. Only thing where you make man feel still when me say finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the phone, yeah. When Calibud come around, a pure ganja man tune just a lick from the sound, yeah. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them where them a go search for. There's nothing like this sweet, sweet sensei. The first time I take a job was in elementary. Reach high school, get the herb it plenty. Like scare them dope, this water one not lengthy, yeah. Miss that box never empty. The $50 bag we call that half century. Me start me own herb documentary. Burn me man, I call that film for 20 years. When me say finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the phone, yeah. Sweet and see ya come around. Me a take a little shot and pass it around south. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them where them a go search for. I'm gonna legalize, eh, if I'm a man, I beg a league of life. When them I gonna realize, government them a terrorize, cooperation them a capitalize. While if I'm a man, I beg a league of life, eh, yo. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the phone, yeah. When Calibud come around, a pure ganja man tune. A lick from the sound, yeah. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the phone, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them where them a go search for.
Got
Golly Bud Come Around. So again, I had to make sure I got my smokers in on that one. So hopefully everybody enjoyed that. You know what I'm saying? So again, gotta get the smokers, bro. But like we were mentioning earlier, about the economy, and I know we're like with some areas and some islands, a lot of their economy is based on tourism. Now, would that be the same for the Virgin Islands, or is that like a mixture of other things?
Basically, it's a tourism-based economy. That's where, like I said, you know, we got the duty-free shopping. So that's where, you know, tourists come down here, come down there and just basically, like, could get things basically, I would say, tax-free. If you understand what I'm saying, where we don't really don't pay tax down there. So a bottle of Cruz and Rum here in Atlanta is about, I think I spent $25-$30 for, I think, the dark age rum. I think it's about $10 cheaper back home, or probably $15 cheaper back home.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, like I said, it's duty free. You know, you come there, you get your liquor. You could travel back to the States with, I think, about 6 bottles of liquor per person.
Mm, really?
And they give you the boxes to travel up with, travel back with. You can get your jewelry for cheaper back home. Like, they have Card Out on there. They have Little Switzerland. They have they got the Gucci store. They got Louis Vuitton. They got basic, you know, high end stores. You can actually go down to and get things a lot cheaper than here in the States. So, like I said, tourism is the mainstay of the economy in those three islands: St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix.
So what I'm hearing is basically when you go to Virgin Islands, go with basically an empty suitcase, and you go down and like forget the clothes, because you get the clothes and everything there. It's like you don't really need to pack up. It's like you just go down with like a big empty suitcase. Like you just check the suitcase, like, you know, because I'm pretty sure at the airport they ask, like, you got anything flammable? Like, I have nothing. I'm going down to bring stuff back. There's nothing in my suitcase, so I'm just going right down. Yeah.
You can actually do that. Yeah, you know, you can say, you know, how would I go down there with just, you know, two weeks of clothes. And say you just want to go down there and just, you know, enjoy yourself and buy certain things, you know, basically live it up for a lot less than you can here in the States.
Right.
Yeah, you can go down there and buy clothes, but I would say tourist-wise, if, you know, you're coming off a cruise ship or you're coming from the airport and you're getting a taxi to go, you got to go, like, the hotel and stuff like that, they're not going to send you to the regular clothing stores. They're going to send you to where they send the tourists to buy, you know, the little short cargo pants and, you know, the sandals. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people come down there and buy flowered shirts, and, you know, I guess, you know, they do have some shirts that have the, like, a motif on the back of it, printed on it, where it's just, you know, just an island motif on a shirt, just, you know, making them look like tourists on the island. But you can go down there and just dress regularly, and sometimes, you know, you won't even know that you're a tourist, because we basically dress the same as here in the States, but a lot, you know, like I said, the clothes and everything is a lot cheaper. So
right.
Like I said, with the being a tourist, they tend to, you know, basically I would say economy wise, they tend to send the tourists to where they know for a fact the tourists are going to buy certain things.
Right.
So
right.
Like I said, the main shopping area for the tourists to go on is what we call Main Street. And that's just long stretch of, you know, basically the history of buildings that were there. They actually literally turned the majority of those buildings into storefronts. So, like I said, they have Card Out, there's Little Switzerland, there's Gucci, there's Louis Vuitton, there's Diesel Sunglasses, not Deal Sunglass, Sunglass Hut. And it's just high-end stores going down the street. And, yes, there's jewelry stores also. There's mom-and-pop jewelry stores that sell jewelry for a lot less than you can get it here in the States. Main
right.
thing that every
right.
every Islander buys down there, whether it be male or female, is what, you know, everybody, you got to have that Gucci chain.
Mm.
That Gucci link.
Mm.
That's one that you can see that every Virgin Islander, male, female, would have a Gucci link chain or the Gucci earrings, just the link earrings and or a bracelet.
Right.
They send you the tourism. They send you the tourism department. I guess they're trying to tell the businesses that we're going to send the tourists here. We're not. We're trying to keep the money to where it stays down in the town area. Like
right.
where
gotcha.
Main Street is, there's Main Street, and then there's also over Yahaven Grand Marina, where there's more high-end stores over there. So they try to keep the
right.
tourists in those spots to where they can spend money at Yahaven Grand Marina, and then also they can spend money at Main Street. Then if you're on a cruise ship, you only have a certain amount of time to get off the ship, hit the stores,
mm-hmm.
hop on a taxi, get to the beach, stay about an hour and a half, 2 hours on the beach, then try to get back down in town to see if you're trying to get something to eat before you have to head back to the cruise ship.
Right.
So it's, like I said, the economy is just basic tourism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I said, you know, you're taking me back to the cruise ships, because that's also like another thing. It's like, all right, just make sure, you know, you go to these areas, because I know like in certain areas they'd be like, well, you don't want to go down there, you know, but you know how it goes. But like you were saying, you know, with tourism and, again, you know, being that tourist-based economy, again, you have people that go, like you said, down to Main Street, get the jewelry, you know, get the drinks, get the food, and that's what it is. That's what it is, because, you know, with again, coming off that cruise ship, you know, you only got a certain amount of time. So for some, you know, they might be like, you know what, I'm just going to stay on the ship. You know, I've seen
yeah.
that too. So I've seen that too. So you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. All right. Now, I will ask you this. I will ask you this. What would be your favorite drink? Like
my
what,
favorite
what is,
drink.
What is your personal drink from the islands? Yeah.
My whole, for me, my drink, my go-to drink was always rum and coke.
Mm.
That was I always had a rum and coke. Anytime I went out, went straight to the bar, rum and coke. They had this one club called the Old Mill that, from the age of 17. And I got so, you know, got so good in with the staff and the DJ that I started, you know,
mm-hmm.
started off emceeing for the DJ up in the mill. Then he,
mm.
you know, he knew me as from in the schools and stuff like that. So he literally started saying, you know what, Stephen, I'm going to put you on the beginning. You play,
mm-hmm.
you do your thing, you know, and then when the crowd comes in, I jump on, and then later on you jump back on again so they can, you know, get a feel of you. And he, I have to,
right.
have to thank him for pushing me to be a club DJ. Because at first,
mm.
you know, I used to be, when I first started out at the age of 16, I used to be scared
mm-hmm.
of doing anything. I remember this clear, like, it's in the back of my head. I can remember this, like, I can see it right now, like, it's a movie. I remember when I first started DJing, it was me, my cousin Sean, my homeboy Nigel, and my homeboy Terry. And we started a group called Diamond Cut International. And I was the only one that, you know, was fresh into the DJing thing. Everybody had been doing it before me. So they were showing me how to mix record. I started first on records, 45s and 12s.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, and, you know, you go and get your Technics turntables and your gym sound mixer. So that was the shit back then, gym sound mixers and the Technics turntables. So
right.
we used to have 10 to 15 crates of records, and we used to go to parties and just, you know, play all night. Sometimes we set up outside the house, and we just play music. So I remember me buying my first DJ system, Technics and the Gem Sound Mixer. And I'm in New York buying my stuff, and I'm downstairs in my aunt's basement. I was just practicing, just going around, you know. I started doing scratching and stuff like that. And I got back to the islands from on vacation, and I got over to my homeboy's house where he had all the equipment, and I just jumped on it. And I surprised all four of them that was there. Like, I started scratching, I started mixing. They were like, hold up, you went to New York and got some skills. Did you buy them or did you learn it? I said, no, I sat there and I learned. I said, since y'all didn't want to teach me, I learned by myself.
Right, right, right.
So from 1996 to now, I've had memories of different, you know, parties, events and stuff like that. You know, 17 being the youngest person, young, to me, if I remember, I was probably the youngest person in the old mill at 17, just chilling with the DJ up in the DJ booth. I went from there, DJing, I did the old mill. That was, like I said, the rum and coke was my mainstay. I could go there and just, they would know, okay, rum and coke, yeah, boom, that's it. And like I said, it's not the small cups that they have in the clubs here in the States. It was big cups. So it was the old mill. I had my start in the old mill. Then from there, there was a club called Platinum Nightclub. And I was the main DJ for that club because he heard about me and he said, you know what, I'm going to put you as a main house DJ and go from there. Platinum Nightclub was the shit. It was packed every weekend. Like, you couldn't go in there and not hit, you know, you would be there like you're in sardines in a can. It was that packed. Every weekend.
Good Lord.
And it went from Platinum Nightclub to a club called Jaguars. That was literally right down the street from Platinum. And if it was too packed in Platinum, people would go down to Jaguars and be in Jaguars. That's when, before then, I started DJing in Club 75. That's a strip club. I became a strip club DJ. So I did the strip club thing because, you know, it was easy money, you know, and at the end of the night, you know, you make some money every night. But I just didn't like the I couldn't feel the vibe of a strip club DJing. I'm the type of DJ where I feel the vibe of the crowd. The crowd gives me my energy to do what I like to do. Being in the strip club, you play a set, you know, three songs for a girl and, you know, call up the next girl, you know, tell a guy, spend money, this and that. That, I didn't really feel it, but it was good money.
Right.
So I have to big up, you know, Tony that used to run Club 75 for giving me that chance. Then it had my homeboy, DJ Sizzle, that's here in Atlanta. He put me in contact with Tony for 75, and I started doing my thing. I started emceeing in Club in 75 first, then started DJing in 75. That's where I met my beautiful sister, Spawn. Thank you again for giving me the opportunity to have my own radio. And from then, we put together a nice little business relationship. Talking music. Just overall entertainment conversations. And that's what I liked about it. I love the entertainment industry. Been, like I said, been DJing from the age of probably 16, 17 years old up to now. And I've been knowing Spawn from back then to now, and gotta love her.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. But before we go, we still got one more track because we still got some few things to talk about. But let Bliss give you like some final words, right? Maybe some well wishes, something like that. So we'll see. Anything you got in your mind, bro, that's what we're going to go into. But the next track
We definitely got to get into it because, again, we got some special guest celebrities tuning in right now. And we know who it is with Das FX. Give you the reggae version of real hip hop.
Here we go. The real hip hop, hip hop. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't quit, don't quit. Das FX, and we came to rip shit, rip shit. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't stop, don't stop. Das FX with the real hip hop, hip hop. To the hip, dip, the hop, you don't quit, don't quit. Das FX, and we came to rip shit, rip shit. Like a Pac-Man, I figured they bring it straight from the cellar. Varela, packing more hits than Lupinella. I swella, make your inner eye, you be testing. You don't impress me, you go book, kick the rest, G. Hey yo, what up? The crew bringing the ruckus, no doubt we the roughest dream team. Reign supreme like a cousin getting ducked. The dope, you can't touch the flow. No, it's me, the nigga with G, the B, double O, K, S. So say yes. Bunch of caliber when I pop shit and rock shit like fatality. Shit through the hearts of them snake fake niggas. From all up in my face, jealous of my date niggas. So honey, shake your fingers and show me what you got.
Rama jama, the youngest beauty slama. No know me as no nyama. Your baby mother call me new, so she slama. Y'all listen to me flow, bring me up and give me yo. Tell your friend them where we go, hold me up, you find your toe. She say she love the brother, she feel it now she blada. They like her up and make she glow. Chinese liquor, then looking at me face, feel emotion at me way, from a two man I got lace, when they get them at me place, until me get me filler, I know man I live filler, dig up the woman them case.
Love, love, yeah, that's right.
have it right. Put me up wrong, she with me up to yoga rough tight resort. Put on the white, straight through the night. Feel rubber dubber, girl, you feel the blast light. You want to pop a better note. Bend down the gal and make me wine find your throat. Real exhibition is to put on the show. Woman, below you feel my passion, now it grow. Some of them, some of them, woman, I'm a jump on them and I'm a rock them. Some of them, some of them, woman, I'm a jump on them and I'm a rock them. Some of them, some of them, woman, I'm a jump on them and I'm a rock them. Some of them, some of them.
Double play right there, Dos Effects, real hip-hop, the reggae version, and gave you a little bit of that Shaggy Wild Tonight for getting that double play. So, DJ Bliss, what else you got for us, bro? What else you got for us?
Well, all I'm going to say is I got to say one thing. Thank everyone for tuning in to the launch of my radio show. Gotta thank Spontaneous one more time, the Big Sis, the Boss Lady.
Definitely.
I don't know for that, but, you know, for putting the trust in me to see, you know, see me push it through, basically. Because this is one thing that I've been dreaming about for years, having my own show. And I can guarantee and tell her, she won't be disappointed.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I definitely got to thank you, DJ Bliss, again, for being a part of this and definitely bringing us into your world. I mean, see, now I know what I got to do when I definitely make those reservations to definitely fly out to the Virgin Islands. So I know exactly what I got to do now. So you gave me all the information I need to go out there so I can get my suitcase and put absolutely nothing in it. I probably don't even need two weeks worth of clothes. Like, all I'm going to do is just buy everything that's there. You already told me where I can go down Main Street and just collect, just get clothes, and I can get food, I can get jewelry, and basically just come back with just a totally new wardrobe. So
basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So, again, appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. And, again, appreciate everybody
too,
for tuning in. Hey, thank you. Again, thank you. Appreciate you. So, again, to everybody, again, thank you for tuning in. Again, this is our last show for 2021, PLM Radio Show, PLM Reggae, Virgin Islands, Spontaneous Radio Online. Again, I always like to tell people this, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be with us. And we definitely do appreciate you for that. Definitely appreciate you for that. So definitely got to give you all another round of applause. Without y'all, there's no us. But as you already know, anytime we end shows like that, every show that we end on, we always got to end on a track that Miss Spontaneous always leaves us with. And because, again, you can't go anywhere just yet, because, again, we got to end on a special track for you, special for this show. So this is what we're doing. So, like I said, this artist always made you feel all right when he started off saying, "Don't worry about a thing." Bob Marley, "Three Little Birds" will be played for your musical enjoyment. It was a track from off of his Exodus album, which was released back in 1977. Inspired in part by the birds he was so fond of that simply sat next to his home. So, again, to everybody out there, please be safe. Continue to love each other. We got more shows coming to you next year of 2022. So in all this world of chaos, we got all this love coming back to you. So we're going to keep you entertained. We're going to keep you uplifted. And most importantly, keep you laughing, even though I know there's times that you want to cry. So again, all of us to all of you, again, on behalf of DJ Bliss, I'm DJ FX. And again, the PLM family always, as well as our beautiful boss, PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, love you all. Please be safe out there. And, of course, enjoy your Christmas and enjoy your family members and everybody around you. And here you go. Bob Marley, Three Little Birds. We'll see you next time. Just